Beloved, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
On this third Sunday of Holy Pascha, we remember especially the holy myrrh-bearing women, Mary Magdalene, Martha and Mary, the sisters of Lazarus, Salome, the mother of the sons of Zebedee, Mary, the son of James and Joses, and also Joanna, the wife of the steward Chuza of King Herod. And with them, we also remember Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. And we honor these, especially this day, as a remembrance of their love for Christ our Savior. For when we think back to the readings we heard during Great and Holy Week on Holy Thursday evening and at the Royal Hours on Holy Friday and the Vespers on Holy Friday, these were the women and the two men who stuck by our Lord to the very end. His other disciples had fled, except for John. Peter had denied him. Judas had betrayed him. And the rest had fled. And they had all expected that Jesus was the Messiah, the anointed one of God who would deliver Israel. But many thought that this was an earthly deliverance. We heard in John's gospel just yesterday that Jesus understood the people wanted to make him king. Not a heavenly king, but an earthly king, like any other king on earth. To reign with an army, tax collectors, servants, stewards, gold and finery. This is what the people were expecting from Jesus, including some of his disciples, many. So think on the bitter disappointment they had seeing their Messiah nailed to the tree, crucified not simply as a common criminal, but as the worst of criminals. For the Romans reserved this form of execution for the worst of criminals. Roman citizens were given the privilege of a quick death, beheading. But the worst of criminals were left to suffer on the cross, sometime for days, for people to make fun of them, for people to look at them as an example of what not to do, how not to treat others in the Roman Empire. So the disappointment in our Lord's followers when they see him on the tree dying, the one on whom they had pinned all their hopes, everything. And yet these women, they remained to the end. When all seemed lost, all seemed hopeless, even the sun wouldn't shed its light. The earth quaked. But they remained. They stayed to see the end. And their remaining there with Christ Jesus to the end they remained there seeing what looked like a final defeat, but not seeing that in his death, as he died, Christ defeated death. For this is what we sing. He trampled down death by death. That is his victory. By dying on the cross, he defeated death once and for all, so that we no longer are to fear it. It will come to us, but it will be a passing from one way of life in Christ here on earth to a way of life in Christ which is in heaven. So the myrrh bearers were there at the very end when all appeared lost, while invisibly the victory was occurring. And because they were the last, they became the first. For they were the first to hear the news of the resurrection. To no others but to them did the angel appear to say, "He is risen, he is not here." And their devotion to the Lord was such that even after he was taken from the cross and buried, yet they left on the first day of the week to go finish the proper anointing for Jewish burial. They didn't give up. They didn't give in to despair. They didn't give in to apparent defeat. But they remained filled with love for their Savior, willing to do the very last thing, to anoint him. And so intent were they that they didn't even consider the stone would have to be moved from the tomb. And they weren't going to be able to do it. And as they get there, they find the angel sitting on the stone and hear those beautiful words that he is risen, he is not here. Their lives, beloved, are models for us in our own life. When we consider things the darkest, when we consider failure or defeat, it seems like things are never going to go right. And we wonder, perhaps, in a moment of self-pity, why me? That by remaining faithful to Christ, we too will get to see the victory. Maybe not like the women in a matter of 3 days. Maybe not like the Israelites in a matter of 40 years of wandering in the desert until they get to the promised land. Maybe it will only be revealed to us after we fall asleep in the Lord. But by our remaining patiently faithful, enduring any pain or suffering or disappointment, and all the while keeping focused on Christ Jesus, then we will come to know, and he will show himself that he is with us, because he is with us at those darkest moments, as he was with the women and Joseph and Nicodemus at that darkest moment when he died upon the cross, that he was invisibly present there with them and in them. And so he is with us whenever we suffer, whenever it thinks like the light will never shine again, when we wonder, where is God? That he is there at that moment. As St. Paisios tells us, be assured that Christ is present with his children who are in pain. And we have this testimony of a saint who bears witness. And we believe because the saints live their lives this way. These women, Mary Magdalene, Mary and Martha, Mary, Joanna, Salome, these men, Joseph and Nicodemus, they lived faithful and patiently in Christ at the darkest moment, to find revealed to them the glory of the resurrection. Beloved, let us keep Christ in our heart and on our lips and in our mind whenever we struggle in life, to know that he is there with us. And indeed, perhaps he is closer to us then, at that moment, as we struggle than any other time. Not to seek to run away from those moments, but to embrace them, because in them is Christ, who is present at his crucifixion, in his death, and present in his resurrection. As the deacon says the prayer when he incenses the altar before the beginning of liturgy, speaking of Christ, how he is everywhere with us at every moment, that you, Christ, were in the tomb with the body, in hell with the soul, in heaven with the Father, seated next to him with the Spirit, everywhere present, uncircumscribed, filling everything. For Christ does fill everything, us and even the moments when we struggle. And it requires of us to patiently endure. As our Lord Jesus tells us, by patience you will gain your souls. By patiently enduring, we will find salvation, we will find Christ, and he will lead us more deeply into his life so that we can, at moments of joy and moments of sorrow, still be able to proclaim, Christ is risen. Christos voskrese. Christos anesti.